We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. This is the Bart Winkler Show. And today's episode, we're talking about how the Packers had 2 weeks to prepare for the Denver Broncos off a bye and could not get the victory in Denver on this Sunday afternoon. Again, I'm Bart Winkler. Great to be with you. It is great to be with you. It is not like great to be talking about a loss. I do need to do one thing real quick. And again, I'm trying to get off this platform. It's really just the worst thing about my life. There's this guy that keeps tweeting me about how much Jordan Love sucks. After week one, I said the league is not prepared for Jordan Love to be this good. I think I'm going to hold off on that tweet. I mean, it's every week. I never hear from the guy. I could just block him. Whatever. This is just so stupid. But there's people with agendas. And I don't want to deal in the agenda business. There's people that have decided Jordan Love is bad, and you're going to use whatever you can use to prove that as evidence. If you've decided that Jordan Love is bad, you can collect some tape and show us that Jordan Love is bad. I'm not dismissing that. That last play was not great. The touchdown, either of them. I mean, well, maybe Dobbs could have got that one, but it was a weird angle. The one that was the Fail Mary part two, you know, underthrown. One of my buddies is saying Jordan Love doesn't have a clutch gene. He did bring the Packers down to eventually win that game, but then the Broncos hit a field goal. So I don't know. With Jordan Love, there's enough there through six games that if you want to definitively say he's bad, you can show me some evidence and say, look, this guy's bad. I don't know why you would do that. However, I don't know why you would. I don't know what that does. Even if you think that this is the best that he's going to be, that we have so much more time to discover this. So yes, there's going to be a lot of people talking about Jordan Love. Bears fans are being real obnoxious, thinking that Tyson Bagent is better than Jordan Love, as they would, because they care more about our team than they care about their own. It's just a fact of life. But I think where I'm with Jordan Love is, look, I thought on that last play, I did not think that was going to be caught. Before they showed us the screen, I thought this is not going to be a caught ball. And that doesn't show the confidence that I have in the offense. It shows a lack of confidence that I have in the offense, a lack of confidence that I have in LaFleur, a lack of confidence in you didn't need that much. Why are you going for it? Knowing that it was probably going to be double covered, as it usually is in that situation, and not thinking that he would get there. So if this is going to be a Jordan Love show, I would probably bow out me right now, because I still think there's way too much time before we make definitive claims on Jordan Love. I'm very adamant about that, and I want to be very cautious not to make definitive claims about a guy who is not getting any favors. When I talked to Pete Bukowski from Locked On Packers, I really had an eye-opening experience for me. Credit to Pete, is that Jordan Love is young enough in terms of starts. I know he's been in the system for a handful of years, but he's young enough in starts where I don't know that the best thing to develop him is to have a very young offensive line and very young wide receivers and very young tight ends, guys who will be missing assignments, guys who will be dropping passes, guys who will be making mistakes as you're trying to get him to learn from mistakes. And now all of a sudden he's got to worry about everybody else's. You know, he's got to worry about, I drove the field and then this guy dropped it. I did this, but then there was a missed assignment. I couldn't even get the ball off because the offensive line. I made a play, but there was a holding. Everybody in tandem being young is the dream of baseball general managers, where they're all young. You bring the farm system. The Packers are essentially trying to do Ricky Weeks, Prince Fielder, Corey Hart, Ryan Braun in the NFL in 2023. And I just don't think that that works. And we're seeing that it doesn't work as the Packers do lose to the Denver Broncos on Sunday afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. If you'd like to join, I have the link posted on Twitter, as I always do, and then I'll post the link in the YouTube and Facebook comments as well. It's a StreamYard link. You join audio and video. Thanks to our buddy, our goodest of buddy, Dan Shaney. Some of the comments that are coming in. Adam says, that was fugly as hell. John says, Clifford time, love blows. We would have to get much, much deeper into the season before we get into that portion of this. If you want to see what Sean Clifford looks like, I wanted to see what Jordan Love looked like for the last 3 years. So if you want to see what the backup looks like, you know, we want to see what these guys look like. What do you look like in the system? Again, though, I think that ultimately this is a team that was poorly constructed, or this was the goal. The goal was to design a young team, move them along. But when you're trying to develop a quarterback like this, it isn't going to work. Now, he made some nice plays. He had some nice runs. I'm still where I'm at with the every game. He has maybe the Bears game was the pinnacle, and that's bad. The Bears game was the pinnacle. There was the Saints game where he came back, and that was a really good moment. But I would have liked to see through 6 weeks more improvement at this point, and it seems like there's more. It's stagnant, or he's getting, I don't want to say getting worse, but some of the things that are being pointed out in the early weeks are still able to be pointed out here. So that I understand. There's some concern and frustration. I would still then say this entire team is young. I want to see better from Love, but I'm not. I mean, Sean Clifford, outside of reading this comment is the last thing out of my mouth. Why chuck it up at the end? I have no idea. I don't know why they do that. That I would have, if Aaron Rodgers did that, I would have been very upset and said, oh, he's playing hero ball. I don't understand why that happened. Unless there was nothing else, then take another down and try it again on fourth down. Throwing in the double coverage, it cannot be. I mean, at some point, someone's got to teach the mistakes also. You know, we can get in here on a YouTube chat and talk about what we don't like about Jordan Love. But if the same things are happening, where's the teaching? What happened in Green Bay over this bye week? What happened in the last 2 weeks? Was there any discussion of any kind? That's the game plan you come out with? Look, I'm going to go trick-or-treating next week, walking around with my phone like one of these dumb dads, missing out on, like, trick-or-treating. We did trick-or-treating. This will be the third year of trick-or-treating. The first year was one of the greatest things in my life. He was so great. Wow. Last year, I went to a Packer game. Should not have done that. Bad dad move. This year, I'm going to be walking around as they play the Vikings. And what am I going to be watching? You let Russell Wilson beat you. You let the Denver Broncos beat you. You let Sean Payton beat you. I think I'm going to start getting mad about this one. This one, I sat down right as the interception was thrown. I came down ready to do a show. Let's just talk through it. I think as the show progresses, I think I'm going to get a little more angry because this is really, this is bunk. This is not, you can't lose. You cannot lose. You cannot lose to Sean Payton. And a lot of people are to blame, sure, but this is an organizational thing. They didn't come in here with any sense of urgency. They cannot score in the first half. Zach Cruz had the stat. I'll try to find that about how the first halves were so deficient for the Packers. They have not scored in the last 120 minutes of first half football. That is 30, 60, 90. That is four games. They're not scoring in the first half. Then you start to see Kevin Harlan even said it, and the broadcast said it. This looks like a different team. Look at this. This looks like a different team. Where is that in the first half? Not that even the second half is that great. It's not even that great in the second half. It's just better than the slog that is happening in the first half. Very, very, very piss poor. More of your comments here in a moment. A reminder, this would be a good Happy Place Hemp Night. Relax with the gummies. I'm going to watch my Philadelphia Eagles. Bad survivor picture, just taking the Seahawks. But I'm going to watch my Eagles on the TV on a Sunday night, taking those gummies. You can get your Delta 8s, Delta 9s, whatever floats your boat. The CBD, CBNs have been helping me sleep. They will let me go right through the nightmares. That is the Packers losing to the Broncos. The Broncos, the one team in this league that you can safely and comfortably shit on with no back, with no like pushback. You can say anything you want about the Broncos. They fucking suck. Well, guess who just traded places? God, this stinks. How many gummies is too many? We may find out. HappyPlaceHemp.com. Promo code is BART. 25% off every order with the promo code. Again, HappyPlaceHemp.com. If you want your Halloween to be a little more spooky, if you want your Thanksgiving to be a little more tolerable, if you want a nice little stocking stuffer, bang, 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 all the holidays knocked out. HappyPlaceHemp.com. Promo code is BART.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Oh, let's see. LOL, is our talent plus Matt LaFleur this bad or one or the other? Well, that's from Brewers Kill 823. The Packers, what I'm going to keep coming back to is that they're a young team. And that was by design. Now, I don't know that Matt LaFleur is the right guy to be this guy, like to motivate and to get the most out of a young team. Basically, the Packers, my takeaway is they are not good enough to win the kind of games that they shouldn't be losing. They're not good enough to win these kind of games. And that is a problem. That is an issue. That should not be happening. They have bad first halves. They have bad penalties. The injuries stacked up. I can't even like get to who all got hurt. Musgrave got hurt. Obviously, he got jacked up. Savage got hurt. Stokes got hurt. Somebody else got hurt in this game. Jair didn't play. We thought he would play. Aaron Jones, did he get hurt? He disappeared. Although this was the best AJ Dillon looked. I don't care if he's had more yards or touchdowns or whatever. This was the best. If AJ Dillon looked like that every game, I think we'd be a lot happier about what we're getting from him. 15 for 61. Aaron Jones was 8 of 35. Dillon, 2 of 34 receiving. Yes, I am partially box score reading, but it is to help the conversation flow. Bala says, I think it's more LaFleur than Love. Love is certainly not at the point where I would hope he'd be through this portion of the season. But if I had to blame one person, I think I would blame LaFleur. I mean, you've had 3 years with this guy. There's one discussion about, like, does Matt LaFleur not think Jordan Love is ready? Does he not think that he can push the ball down the field? Is he not confident in Jordan Love? Well, if that's the case, how did we get here? If you didn't think Jordan Love was ready, Aaron Rodgers should be under center. If you didn't think Jordan Love was ready, Like, it does no purpose to play Jordan Love and then handcuff him. If Jordan Love's out there, you have to let him play, and you have to let him try to learn, because you're losing these games anyway. So you can't be thinking, if Matt LaFleur's thinking about his record or trying to win, or like, I think if you allow these guys to play, the wins are more likely to come than if you handcuff them and try to protect, like, you're playing not to lose. If you play not to lose, you're going to lose. If you play to win, you just might win. You might also lose, but you're already losing. Chuck says that game was like a dead skunk on the side of the road. Oof. That is a Bill Michaels euphemism if I ever heard one. Not insulting, just saying. That is a very Bill Michaels way to go. Andy, who is a Bears fan, asked if they should start their backup. No, stop doing that. Please stop doing that. Here's one. I'm glad you decided to start talking about this guy as bad. I'm just saying I would have liked to see more from Jordan Love at this point. If you want to say that he's bad, I don't think that you are able to definitively say that yet. Losing a game to the Broncos is not good on anyone's resume. However, I will admit that. Charles, Love, obviously, what are you doing? But this team just sucks in the first half. That's coaching, especially off of a bye week. WTF LaFleur. So what are we going to do here? Is this what we're going to do? So it's basically Spider-Man meme, right? I point to LaFleur, you point to Goody, and then someone else points to Love. And we just try to figure out why everyone is so terrible and so bad. It's a little of all of them. If we had a good Aaron Rodgers or a better quarterback than Love, then some of this stuff might get masked. If we had a better coach, maybe Love looks better. If we had a better roster, maybe all of this is better. So I think that the three things put together, Jordan Love being a guy who needs reps and needs starts under a coach who I don't think is very competent at all. And I don't think he's ready. I don't think he's ready for this. Again, I would rather have let Matt LaFleur on his second job. He's going to get fired someday. He's going to be a Jim Leonard for, whatever. And he's going to sit in a box. He's going to coach again. And he's going to be better. I want that. I don't want this. We're getting this, and I don't want that. I want better. I want better than this. And then you have Goody, who on purpose put together this roster. Not like, if you would have just had Alan Lazard, you would be better. I don't know. Mercedes Lewis. I mean, I don't know. One, like, safety blanket guy. And I know, Rodgers, that's maybe another reason Rodgers wanted all those guys. Get all those guys out there, because then they can't be in Green Bay. And then it will show everybody just how bad everybody is. Garrett asks again, why the deep shot? KJ says, the whole team is bad. Daniel says, Bart, you were correct earlier this week. Terrible coaching plus young players equals worst team in the league. And again, I thank Pete Bukowski for guiding me to that point. Basement Dave.
What's up, Bart?
I thought I was talking this whole time by myself. Where is everybody?
I don't know, man.
I mean, people are watching. Want some talk today? Is it just, is it just the same old shit stuff? There's a kid here.
Yeah, whatever. He's fine. I kind of half watched. It was one of those things. I actually got up early, smoked a brisket today. Yeah.
Did you eat it yet?
Yes, it was good.
Good for you.
Phenomenal. So I'm kind of treating this season as a just, hey, smoke a brisket Sunday. If you watch the game, you watch the game. Hopefully things improve. If not, it is what it is.
I'm not expecting a whole lot. Smoke a brisket Sunday. I like that. Okay.
Yeah.
Because Badger games usually are rake the leaves, mow the lawn Saturdays.
Yes. Yes. Well, you have Matt LaPay in the background talking about nothing or whatever. Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Or although, big, we'll get Tim's shakeaways on that later this week.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It was, I actually did watch the second half of the Badger game yesterday. I haven't watched too much, but I woke up from my nap and turned it on and was like, oh, hey, this is entertaining.
Well, we had something.
Yeah.
A lot of people tweeting throughout the show. Bucks start Thursday. We will have a post game show. Don't you worry about that.
Yeah.
So I think another comment that I'm getting is, you know, people are like, this is it. This is what we wanted. This is 70s and 80s. Can we get through a season before we equate it to two decades of suck? Like, and also the 70s and 80s are different. They made the playoffs in the 80s once.
That is true. Yeah.
Nothing? Kids drinking Fanta?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. He's into that right now.
Hmm.
Sorry.
My kid's not had soda yet at age 4.
Yeah. No, he's 6 now, and he just started drinking soda.
I've offered it to him.
Yeah. Same.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't want it. Maybe I think what's happened is his grandma has been like, she always texts me stuff about acetaminophen or whatever, or aspartame in the diet soda. Yeah. And I think she's gotten to him. I think because she can't get through me, I think she's gotten to him. So I think he's worried about his first word was actually aspartame. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what else you got, Dave?
That was it. I just wanted to say that I'm kind of treating this season as a whatever, smoke a brisket Sunday kind of deal. You know, great. It's on in the background, and then when the brisket's done, you watch the second half, and you hope for the best. I just hate to see Christian Watson going down like he does.
Watson went down, too. I didn't mention that.
Yeah, that one, I was like, is he going to be the next, what's his name? Michael Finley, where there's so much promise.
You know, the over under on Christian Watson touchdowns this year was 4.5. And I thought that was the most insulting thing that I've ever seen in my life. And initially, it just shows you that Vegas knows everything. He's got one touchdown
right
so far.
Right. Is he going to, I mean, what are we, week 7?
Would you take the over on 4.5 now? I don't know. When's he going to play?
No, I wouldn't.
So this guy had a bolt. He had double-digit touchdowns last year. We don't even think he's going to get 5.
I don't know. I guess we'll see. He didn't finish the game, right? I mean, Case, come on.
No,
he didn't.
I don't even know who they even targeted that last play. I just saw it was a pick and ran downstairs.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then the one. So our both touchdowns today. One was Fail Mary Part 2, which Gene Steratore is making rules up afterwards. And then the other one was a volleyball play.
Yep.
My gosh.
Speaking of which.
All right. Yeah. You got volleyball?
What? Yeah, no, I just, I was coaching my daughter's team, Waukesha South Blackshirts Junior Volleyball. We just finished our season up yesterday. And they did well. They have some good girls coming up for Waukesha South. So look out.
Do they need a post-game show coverage?
Yes.
Okay. We'll do that next
year. I'll let you know.
All right, Dave. Enjoy. Hopefully bedtime's not too late tonight with that 6:30 p.m. soda.
Yeah, no. He'll be all right. Well, thanks, Bart.
He's raring to go. His eyes are huge. All right, Dave.
Say, see you later, Case.
See you later.
See you, little basement junior.
All right. See you, Bart.
All right. That's basement Dave and basement junior.
This is Green Bay Depression.
Hey, Bart, how you doing?
What's up?
Why do I hear me echo?
I don't know.
All right, well, I'll just let you talk.
And I won't talk.
Okay. So first time, long time. I just wanted to come in and, you know, I've been listening to you since the Chuck and Winkler days. So it's been a long time. I haven't really, you know, interacted with you in a while. So whatever. Basically, for me, I think the whole team sucks. It stems down from Love to LaFleur to Joe Barry. It's just frustrating. But to say that it's all LaFleur's fault, I wouldn't agree personally. I feel like LaFleur is a little restricted on his play calling, because when we talk about not taking deep shots all the time, we saw three deep shots and none of them connected with the whatever the fuck the pick was. that crap. And so I feel like he's scared, and I feel like I agree with you to the point where he doesn't feel like he trusts Love. And I feel like that's kind of on Love. He's had 3 years in the system to kind of watch Aaron Rodgers, go through practices, improve on his game, all that stuff. But it's still on LaFleur. I mean, not everything's on the offense. We come out slow every single freaking game against the fucking Raiders, the Broncos, the Falcons, the Saints. Like, these are bad teams. And to say that we're...
Yeah, I wanted to shit on the Bears because they were all excited about Bajan. And I wanted to say, dude, you just beat the Raiders. But then I remembered they beat us.
They beat us.
Yeah, Brian Hoyer's not Garoppolo, and Garoppolo's bad. But it's just frustrating, you know, to come out slow like this against a team that is utterly terrible, like the Broncos. I don't know what their defense is ranked. I know it's low. But 1 week, Dylan's not playing well. The next week, Aaron Jones comes back. We give him 4 carries. It's like, what's the point of bringing him back if we're not going to use him? Christian Watson's getting free money. But I don't know. I feel like it's a lot of things happening. I think it's Love being bad. I think it's LaFleur being bad. I think it's the team's bad. it's frustrating. Yeah.
Well, we are bad. We got next week, the Minnesota Vikings. That should be fun. Where do we go after that? The Rams. So we'll see. It's going to be a lot. Again, we're going to be playing these games that we're not good enough to win the games we should not be losing. That's my put that on a t-shirt today.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think it's frustrating for me because we could have gone through the growing pains last year. I feel like they knew they were going to go to Love after that upcoming year. And when you're 4-8, even if you have a slimmer of a chance of going to the postseason, why don't we get these Love games out of the way then? And then see what we got with him adjusting an offseason with him. I just feel like if you're going to go with Love, you should have done it from the get-go. And if you're going to go with Rodgers, you should have just went with Rodgers full-on force. I think we got to watch a full season still. I'm not going to make any presumptions on whether or not Love is the guy yet. He's had a shitty offensive line, injuries across the board. Just got to let the season play out. I feel like Packer fans are just stuck up on the fact that we could go to the Super Bowl. I think all of us know deep down that we were not going to go to the Super Bowl this year. This was a see what this young team can do, see who's a weapon, see who's not, and then go on to the next year, deal with the contract stuff. But I think we just got to have this season for what it is. And it's a rebuild season. And we just got to kind of go through the growing pains, kind of like in the 80s, and kind of readjust. I mean, losing to the Broncos is just sad.
Yeah. I'm going to let you go. Green Bay Depression. You got a name?
You got a name?
Name's Owen.
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 See you, buddy.
See you, buddy.
See you, Bart.
Don't be a
foreigner. Don't be a foreigner.
To the show.
The show.
I don't know why the echo is coming in, but good takes from Owen. Thoughtful, measured. Now let's get emotional. Off the handle. Unadulterated. Tony in Texas.
All right. Now, this guy, Depression, Green Bay guy, didn't understand why Aaron Rodgers didn't play last year or played last year and Jordan Love didn't play. Aaron Rodgers had this organization by the balls after he had 2 MVP years. So once that happened and he got the contract, they were going to play him. And then he regressed last year. And then now they're not going to, he got traded. So what do we have here, Bart? This is like 1985 all over again.
I'm not ready for that. You guys, we can't look at 6 games and say it's 2 decades.
This season is like 1985.
Okay, refresh me on 1985.
I think it was Forrest Gregg's, one of his last years. Anyway, the team sucked.
Yeah, why don't we do that? Why don't we go, is there like, because we were hiring Bart Starr and Forrest Gregg, and let's get an old player to come back and coach.
Oh, what do you want, John Kuhn?
Maybe not him. Who's somebody? You know who's coaching is Charlie Peppera, I think, is in some coaching. Who's somebody else? We can get the Ripper. Where did Aaron Ripkowski drove off the face of the earth? Where'd he go?
Well, hell, Aaron Rodgers has been running this team for the last 4 or 5 years anyway. So,
Tony, you know what's bullshit? If we ever play Denver, we got to somehow wear our green jerseys. I can't watch Denver when we're wearing our white jerseys.
It takes me back to San Diego, January of 98.
Yeah. And I know the Denver jerseys, you know, different logo and stuff, but they didn't wear their blue in the Super Bowl. It was not the exact same as the Super Bowl.
We were in our white.
And to play Denver when we're in our white, I don't like it.
Yeah, no bueno. Not good. So you, I think you compared Matt LaFleur to what, a fourth grade art teacher?
I said, if he was not coaching, what would he be doing? And I came up with fourth grade art teacher. Yes.
Yeah, the play calling. Holy shit, man. It's just the play calling's horrible. The lack of, you got to open this game up a little bit more quick. I think the Packers have the worst scoring first half team in the league. Look that up. I think they are.
They have not scored in the first half their last four games.
All right. So they're the worst scoring first half team in the league.
I think
they had a bye week, right? They had a bye week to prepare.
Maybe they scored three.
And I read an article that I think it was your guy Domofsky said, They were trying to find ways to get their key playmakers the ball this past week. Where's that been all year? So, you know, I know they weren't, you know, without Watson or without Jones. I feel like throwing something too. It's just so bad. The lack of creativity, the just little.
What do you mean? Dontavian Wicks threw a ball.
I know that. Okay. You can't keep.
You know what? Sometimes it feels like this lack of creativity, like it's not a creative offense. It is not. But then he'll run a play like that where he can be like, that was interesting. Like, okay, it just feels like it's, I don't know, it feels forced.
I just feel like we're going backwards on, like, there's no, like, I think Grant or Paul always mentioned gravity or stuff with basketball. It feels like the gravity's pushing us back on offense. Like, we're literally going backwards. It's, we can't get first downs. It's so hard. It's just like we're in mud.
Yes. Sometimes when you watch other offenses, it looks like it's much easier for them. Even the shitty Broncos offense. I mean, what did they run for? 137. No, that was us. So we ran for about the same. How come 137 yards for us rushing felt a lot less than 145 for them rushing?
Because it's in the second half.
Our rushing?
Our rushing was in the second half. It was A.J. Dillon, the plotter. Just plodding along. And, you know, we make these guys like, by the way, I'm going to talk about this injury report. How the hell is Jair Alexander not play after a bye? What are these guys doing?
I don't know. And it's like really weird. And I've never like really, people would call in the past and say, bitch about the trainers. And I just like, we don't see the trainers. I don't know anything about medicine. But what I do know is that this doesn't seem normal. And especially that you think they're going to play, you think you're going to play. Did we not just think that we were going to get blindsided with another Aaron Jones can't play today? And then he plays, but was he on a snap count? I mean, yes, A.J. Dillon was running fine. Maybe his best game, sure, of the year. But Jones just they play Jones like he's the guy who, you know how if you work at a place, you get one break a day or whatever, but if you smoke, you can like, just go outside whenever the fuck you want to smoke.
Yeah.
Is he smoking? He's got more cigarette breaks than any player in this league. Where is he? Where does he go? Put him back in.
Yeah. And it's probably going to be his last year in Green Bay. So what are you waiting for? Right.
Yeah. They're saving him for a day that will never come. They've been saving him for 5 years. For what?
I don't know. I Jones is a smaller running back, and I do think there was some kind of reasoning for that for a long time. But now it's like, hey, this is it. You got to use your most electric player here. But I think last game against the Raiders, LaFleur was shocked he wasn't going to play, and he had to scrap his whole game plan.
Here, Q's got a question for you. Is this rock bottom for the Packers?
No.
Honestly, no, rock bottom is when we decide Love's not the guy, move on from him, and then the next guy's fucking worse. That'll be rock bottom.
Actually, the worst game to me as a Packer fan is when we lost to the Vikings in Fire's game back to Green Bay.
Yeah, that fucking sucked.
That was the worst, to see him in purple just torching us, slicing us up. So that was rock bottom, even though that team was pretty decent we had. Yeah, man, I hate to say rebuild because this schedule is so easy. These are not good teams they're losing to, Bart. These are shitty teams. These are bad teams they're losing to. So that division, in my opinion, was up. I mean, they could have got competitive with the Lions. I'm not going to say they're going to win the division, but they should finish in at least second, and I don't know if they will. Honestly, the Bears could finish ahead of us. Hot take.
I'm going to bring in Jake. Jake?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here.
What does Jet Set Jake mean, your name?
Well, we were in London. Is it last week? Maybe about a week and a half ago.
Yeah, just didn't you go to Vegas? What are you doing?
Yeah, so visiting some friends in Arizona right now, but we were in Vegas yesterday. Just got back to Arizona today. But yeah, I went to the When We Were Young Festival in Las Vegas.
Who's in that?
That was headlined by Blink-182, Green Day, The Offspring.
Oh, okay.
Every band that I was listening to when I first started getting laid. So, you know, they hold a special place in your heart.
Sounds like the Vans Warped Tour 20 years ago, Jake.
Pretty much, except now that instead of costing $40 to get in, it was $330 to get in. So it was great. I had an $18 cheeseburger there. They had $9 Monster Energy drinks. That was cool. Or Ghost Energy drinks. Sorry, I got to get the branding right here. So, yeah, I thought it was totally punk rock to see like a double vodka and Ghost Energy drink was $29. That's the most punk rock thing ever. That's how we do it.
Yeah, if you charge a shitload to get in, you should like not right. be charging $18 for a cheeseburger.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I get that it's a festival, but like, I don't know. Felt a little bit wrong to me. And it feels wrong that I'm in portrait mode here. Let me go landscape. All right, now we're talking.
Jesus.
Oh, no, you can't see me. There it is. Anyways, what a shit afternoon. First thing is that I hate the 3 o'clock games. I think it's the dumbest thing. Every NFL game should be at noon on Sunday. That's just my opinion on that.
That'd be torture. That's a that's a terrible take.
Well, they're in.
Not everybody's hungover on a Sunday, Bart. So, I mean,
fam, I put in a shift before the noon games. Okay, I worked.
I just think, especially once we go into this daylight saving,
to be at the same time.
Yeah, I think at least every game that I watch, like every Packer game should be at noon. And when we get into the daylight savings time bullshit, I hate that like you finish the game and it's just pitch darkness and you feel like your day is over, and especially when they lose. God, it's depressing.
Well, Mark Murphy once said, if we play a bunch of games at noon at Lambeau, we're a shitty team. All of the next four games are at noon, three at Lambeau. And then they have a Thanksgiving game and then a Sunday night against Kansas City if that stays there. Minnesota, the Rams, the Steelers, the Chargers, Detroit, Kansas City. I mean, is it possible we don't win another game till Saint Nick's
Day? I hope
so.
I hope that they don't win another game. This team, when you know, and I know people will talk about LaFleur's record going in. I don't care. They're soft as baby shit. They have no identity other than that they're soft.
Hey, Jake, it's not only about being soft, though. This guy's an offensive guru. Where's the offense? Yeah. They can't even score in the first half.
No, we have the wide receiver throwing 3-yard passes for first downs, like, because that's a thing we should do. LaFleur thinks he's cute. I don't like it.
Tony in Texas. Hot take Jake. Matt in the Falls. Congratulations to your Florida State Seminoles.
Thank you.
Big win over Duke.
Yeah. First half, a little rough. Second half, steamrolled them. Hey, like the championship team we are.
Doesn't Matt look weird in a jersey? Like, you don't look like
it. Jordan Love.
This, you know, I don't think you were a jersey bucks guy.
Might be a two-year experiment there, Matt, with that jersey.
Bart, what are you wearing? Right. And you're going to talk about a guy looking weird right now. Come on now.
This is a Tampa Bay Mutiny kit.
What?
A kit. Jesus.
Ugh. 1996.
Does that say number one surfer on it? Like, that looks like something you would get a four-year-old boy that, like.
My biceps ripped the shirt. It was so, I was shredding so fucking hard.
You're looking svelte, buddy.
No, I gained weight again.
Hey, Matt, Bart mentioned you on his national show the other day.
Did he?
I did. Why? Why did I mention him?
Because you said we have a mutual friend that said a voice, something about a voicemail.
What voicemail?
The voicemail that Matt left that following day.
Yeah, what was it though?
About how dumb NFL coaches are?
Yes.
Yeah, that was it.
Yes, I referenced your voicemail and teased my podcast show. Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Can I say something besides NFL coaches? Because I saw Tony tweeted about, like, there's no good quarterbacks. Like, I feel like the talent might be too spread out in the league to where there's not a lot of talent. So everybody's just kind of like mediocre.
Well, where's the Hall of Fame quarterbacks that I grew up with? I mean, Troy Aikman, Brett Favre, Jim Kelly, Steve Young, Joe Montana.
Okay, Aikman just handed the ball off to Emmitt Smith for 15 years.
Yeah, Aikman is one of the worst Hall of Famers.
Aikman handed the ball off to Emmitt Smith.
Aikman is usually the poster boy for guys that shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame.
The greatest quarterback staff ever was Favre, Brunel, Ty Detmer, and Kurt Warner. And Kurt Warner is their fourth guy.
I mean, Aikman today is probably Brock Purdy at best.
Oh, come on.
Aikman was like a shittier Big Ben.
He was like Bart Starr. Are you going to rip on Bart Starr?
No.
The greatest quarterback to ever play the game.
He's the GOAT, man.
Yeah.
I think that's a really good take, actually, Bart, that, like, he's the guy that has the perfect team around him to succeed, and he just, like, does enough. That's a really great take.
He won one game in his first year, and you didn't see people running him out of Dallas, yet Jordan Love is only 2-4. Brought the team back, by the way. Brought the team back. Led a touchdown drive. If the Broncos don't hit a 52-yard field goal, we're talking about Jordan Love's done it again. Just like what he did with the Saints, he's done it again.
If we can replicate a
field goal, and then he throws a pick, and then Jordan Love sucks. So instead, game's 3 minutes shorter. Jordan Love's great, but he threw up another pick, so he's ass.
If we can get second half Jordan Love as full-time Jordan Love, yes, but whether it's coaching, whether it's Jordan himself, like, he's inconsistent at this point. I think he has at least another year to prove himself, but I am done with the LaFleur, the entire coaching staff. That's this team. Like I said, they look soft, they look unprepared, and they play to their competition. So what a shitty, shitty loss. I hope they don't lose, or I hope they don't win another game. I hope Jordan Love just starts to ball out and they just somehow find a way to lose the rest of the way, because this team ain't it.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask both y'all this. Are you a big culture guy? Are you big, like, scheme guy? Like, would you rather have a culture guy or you want scheme?
As you're saying, for a head coach?
Yeah, for your coach.
Like, I would say it's much easier to get a culture guy that can assemble a staff of scheme guys than it is to get a scheme guy to get, like, to build that culture.
So, like, a Mike Tomlin's, culture guy.
Been
a forever. But I look at Andy Reid, and I think Andy Reid's almost both.
He's just really good.
I mean, Andy Reid, to me, yeah, he's got a great quarterback, but he's done it at two spots already for almost 30 years. So they need to find some guy that can put some kind of innovation with the offense. But let's face it, man, Green Bay – not a lot of guys going to want to go there unless you pay big bucks.
I don't buy that.
You're always barking about that, Tony.
That's not a thing.
You don't think that's a thing?
In the NFL, that's not a thing, no.
OBJ didn't want to come here.
He's a loser.
Yeah, but he fucking sucks. Who cares?
At the time, we wanted him.
Maybe.
Sure, but he was still terrible at the time that they wanted him. So whatever, dodge that bullet.
2 weeks after he signed with whatever team he ended up with. I don't remember.
Not to mention, OBJ is a douchebag, so he wouldn't want to play. Like, I don't feel like every NFL player is like that. I think they value money, number one, and winning, number two. So maybe whatever nightclub is somewhere on that list that they can go to in their city or nightlife, but I don't know. I feel like that's more of an NBA thing.
Well, we're going to see where this Matt LaFleur with the, you know, the whole culture aspect, because they're going to lose a lot of games if he can keep that locker room together. Or are we going to hear a bunch of unnamed sources, you know, giving us some kind of rumors to talk about? We'll see that the next coming weeks. Watch.
I'm going to take off, but before I leave, and I know Bart will like this, can I just say fuck Aaron Rodgers again? Because if we had that six extra games, maybe at this point we can – comfortably start talking about, do we want to look at quarterbacks? Do we not want to look at quarterbacks in the draft? But we can't.
Yeah, Rodgers should have sat last year. I agree.
Hey, and I'm going to leave too, Bart, but I got to say this, and Jake, don't leave. Paul Imig put a fucking curse on the Bucks by saying they're going to win a title with Damian Lillard. Paul Imig, tell him to tap the brakes on that, Bart. We don't need that shit.
What's wrong with that?
They didn't put a curse on.
Yes, that's too much. It's a heavy.
Does he have a history of cursing the team or something?
Paul Imig basically said they're going to be hoisting a trophy with Damian Lillard.
No, Paul asked a hypothetical about. No. Yes, he did. He said when they win it, if they win a title, no. Who do the TV cameras interview first? Dame or Giannis?
He's basically saying it's going to happen within the next 2 or 3 years. And
I don't have a problem with somebody saying the Bucks are going to win a title, because with that roster, they should win a title.
If that doesn't happen, it's not because, you know, some fucking guy said it. Yeah, it's because they blew it. Oh, are we all recovered from Terry Stotts gate, by the way?
No.
No, that's weird.
Who's the lead assistant?
Who cares?
Well, hey, okay. So if
I wish LaFleur was more Adrian Griffin.
Both.
Adrian Griffin did to Terry Stotts what LaFleur should have done to Joe Barry 3 fucking years ago.
Very Ray Rhodes-like.
No, that's weird. That's just weird.
Terry Stotts,
I don't like it.
Got reprimanded one time and quit. That ain't on Griff.
Well, what if Tim Shea goes in there and starts telling you how to do your show?
Then I'll say, Tim, that's great, but I'm in charge here. And then he's fucking quitting?
It's Shea and Winkler's show. Shea and Winkler. Winkler is second.
I might rather have Tim Shea as the head coach than Adrian Griffin. We'll see. Time will tell.
See, you're not high on the Bucks either.
I'm not high on Adrian Griffin. I'm high on the Bucks.
That's the whole totality of this, though. Their over-under is 48 wins. I mean, that's kind of...
I don't know.
It's up to 53 now.
Is it up to 53?
I looked at the first thing I looked at.
I would love to, like, see an exercise where... If people were being brutally honest and you had this Bucks team, who would you be more confident in them winning a title with, Griffin or Bud? And if people were being honest, I think it would be overwhelmingly Bud, but that's just me.
Bud.
Bud.
Yeah. Same.
Griff.
Based on what?
Based on that he kicked Terry Stotts' fucking needy ass to the curb.
I'd almost take Terry Stotts over him.
He's very experienced at job interviews, I can tell you that much.
All we need is an experienced guy to not fuck it up and just let the players play.
Find out what LaFleur said. Somebody says that he said, I got to put my players in positions to succeed, which he says every fucking week.
Well, come on, man. You got endless video you're watching.
I mentioned Zach Cruz before, but I like this tweet from him. Brian Gutekunst created one of the most inexperienced offenses in recent memory, and LaFleur has found exactly zero ways to make them competitive.
Yeah.
Hey, Cruz didn't block you?
No, Cruz and I think are good.
Oh, good. I like Cruz.
Yeah.
Well, in theory, the Packers should be explosive and athletic. You know, they're going to do dumb stuff, but I'm not seeing any kind of explosion.
I have to go to my burner account to see what Domoski's tweeting.
Oh.
So I have a burner account.
Amos Miller?
But I don't tweet from it.
Oh, that's lame. What's the point of having a burner if you're not going to, like,
well,
you know,
this was the account. Full advantage? I use it. Sometimes I use it as Ike Highways.
Are you talking about Twitter?
Yeah.
I like Ike Highways.
Well, Twitter.com. All the tweets on Twitter.com.
I changed it to a girl, and I was going to, like, flirt with Drew and KB, and then I just never got around to
it. Are you Sarah Ann Rhodes?
No, I'm not her. That is a guy, though.
Okay.
Gotta love that Twitter. Anyways, boys, I'm going to let you go. I'll hang up and listen.
See you, bud.
All right, I'm going to go too, Bart. All right, Matt. Peace.
All right, just you and me, bud.
I guess so. What are you doing, homework?
I'm trying to see what Schneidman and Rob Demoski are tweeting.
Oh, who is Sarah Ann Rhodes?
She's someone on Twitter that is Twitter? She's someone on X.
Oh, okay.
Who has rallied against me for many years.
Oh.
Really, at first it was against, like, my takes, but she'd agree on some and agree on none, or not all of them. But then I told people to wear a mask.
Oh, wow. That's yikes.
And since then it's been... and it's not really a girl. It is a guy masquerading as a female.
Do you know which guy it is? Who it is?
I have not yet doxed this person, but I do know it is a man.
How?
Women's intuition. I just know.
Oh.
Yeah.
A little backwards thing?
I just know. Any comments from you? I have some comments I can read here, and we can chime in and share our thoughts.
It felt weird watching the game. Like, it didn't feel like watching the Packers.
So I'll tell you what. It felt like a preseason game, with all due respect.
A little bit.
But yeah. Kevin Harlan was on the broadcast. I don't know why this thumbs up just
what
happened.
What is that? What is happening?
I don't know. One time fireworks came.
Ooh.
Kevin Harlan is on the broadcast. He does our preseason broadcast. So he's a big time voice. I mean, you hear Kevin Harlan, it's Westwood One, it's NBA. I mean, it's big time voice. But when he's calling a Packer game and he was saying names like Emmanuel Wilson and Isaiah McDuffie or whoever the fuck, it's like, oh my God, I feel like I'm watching a preseason game. And it's the same, the TV they use. So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we should cut Josiah DeGuara right now.
Yeah, he cost us a touchdown, yeah.
Yep, I thought that was, it was just like, all right, enough of this guy. He hasn't done a thing in, what, 4 years? Does he have 6 catches?
Well, he was part of the draft class with Love and DeGuara, or Dylan. And Kamal Martin, people forget.
Yeah.
Sean O'Connell, every loss brings me wanting to closer Matt LaFraud.
Wow, you almost read that sentence.
I mean, Dan says Damian Lillard is a buck.
It was like an hour.
Paul says, Barty, time to admit Love is ass. Take all the time you need. That ain't going to change at the end of the year. Heathcliff says, Broncos country, let's ride. Rye guy, 10 is not the problem. This is a bad young team. To me, 10 is the bright spot. Ryan says, Bart, you need to find your April 2020 rage. You hated this move and this guy. I never hated Love. I hated the pick. It was still a bad pick.
It was
a bad pick.
Yep.
But now you, me, and Craig Thompson are left to deal. Craig, what's up, dude?
Not much, Bart. How are you?
How are you?
I'm doing all right. Just finished watching that. What up?
You're kind of quiet.
Yeah, let's bring up the volume, Craig.
Oh, let's see. I'm in.
Looks like you're in the hospital. What's going on? Can't hear you.
Yeah, you made it work. Craig. It's the AirPods, Craig.
Jeez. Come on, Craig.
Craig. Get off Bluetooth.
I want to talk to Craig. I want to hear him. Daniel, I would call it the Sears Tower because I don't even know what it's called now. I just, I'm doing the Twitter X thing because I hate Elon so much and I want him to disappear just like that.
All right. Can you hear me now?
Yes, Craig.
All right. Sorry about that. Trying to use my earbuds to not disturb my partner or my roommate over here. I'll go to the waiting room. But no, what a
turn him into a listener.
What a horrible game. What a horrible weekend for football. Has anybody brought up the fact that
Iowa got
screwed by the fair catch rule thing?
Yeah, but wasn't that funny?
It was not funny at all because I hate Minnesota.
Well, I do too, but it keeps the Badgers alive in the Big Ten West.
That's true. But then I sit and I watch. Then I sit and I see this debacle. I don't even know where to begin with the Packers. Like at this point, I hope they shit the bed so we can maybe get one of the top 10 draft picks. But then I think to myself, if we get like the number 4 or 5 draft pick, what is that? Just another overrated Georgia safety that's not going to pan out? Like, I don't know. So.
We're going to Pittsburgh. I got to bring this up. We're going to Pittsburgh for the game. And I just found out one of the guys I'm going with was concerned that the game was going to get flexed to Sunday night. Buddy, if anything, the Sunday night game against the Chiefs we got is getting flexed out.
Yeah, like,
we're not. And then I think the week after that, we have a Monday night game against the Giants. What, we're going to make America watch this versus Daniel Jones. If he doesn't even win his job back, they won.
Who played for him?
Tyrod Taylor.
Ooh, Tyrod, Virginia Tech.
How?
Back in the day.
Look at you. Your ACC knowledge is limitless.
ACC, baby. FSU.
Do you think that if we were to make a trade for, say, like a veteran receiver, do you think that might help a little bit? I mean, there's a lot of youth on that.
Oh. Well, it depends.
You trade for experience for Jordan Love?
Something, I don't know. Like,
you need a guy. You know what would have been perfect is like a Randall Cobb who just is happy to still be playing in the league and can get you your first down. But he had to go run with Rodgers. Like a veteran receiver. Could you imagine Devontae in this offense? Guy would be crying even more than he is now.
Right. Like, I guess that's the problem. But I don't know. Like, either that or there's a part of me, too, that thinks that, I mean, I guess in the back of my mind, I knew it was going to be bad, but I didn't realize it was going to be this bad. And I guess after having 30 years of quality play there, you know, like it was so long ago that, you know, Rodgers' first year out was so long ago and Favre's couple of years is so far away that you forget about that. And I know it's struggling, but man, this one just seems like it's struggling more than the other two, doesn't it? I don't know if it's the play calling. Like, I kind of like, I thought that.
Well, the team is completely younger.
All this motion and all these. I thought it was supposed to be all these motions and all this, and there's nothing.
Well, yeah, Matt LaFleur sold us a bag of false goods. That's one thing. The second thing is when Favre took over, I don't know. It was when Favre took over, and I'm 8 when Favre took over, okay? So when Favre took over, that's not that much younger than you. But when Favre took over, I was just like, oh my God, this guy is doing things we've never seen.
Yeah.
So there was, hey, this is amazing. This is fun. Oh, we lost. Oh, bummer. That was really cool. Jordan Love's not doing that. When Rodgers took over, he took over Favre's team. The only change was Favre, Rodgers. Yeah. Love, this is a completely new team. This is like when the Brewers called up Weeks, Fielder, Braun, and Hart, and they have young guys and they all have them together. And they want to grow together so that when they're all developed, they're all good at the same time. You can do that in baseball where you're not dependent on what the other guy does. Like Prince Fielder at the plate, it doesn't matter what Ryan Braun did. I mean, okay, you bat him and whatever, but you know what I'm saying? In football, if the line is young and needs to figure it out, that's going to hurt Jordan Love's development. If he's throwing to receivers who can't catch shit, that's going to hurt his development. If Love's missing guys, that's going to hurt the receiver's development. You can't do that in football. No, bad.
So great point, Bart. I would take that one to the National. That was a good point. Good talk.
Thank you. I'll be on the CBS Sports Radio airwaves Monday night from 6 to 10 Eastern.
That's tomorrow.
Yes.
Central 5 to 9.
5 to 9 Central.
Great.
The game wasn't on here, and I was watching Red Zone, and it didn't really. there wasn't too much going on, and they weren't showing, you know, on the red zone, if there's nothing really going on, they'll show a competitive game, and that wasn't it. But I mean, again, that defense looks like it's that defense on paper. Our defense looks like that should be a top 10 defense.
Yes.
And I don't know what's going on. I mean, like, everybody, you know, is it?
But then when they play, like, it's as much Joe Barry. Joe Barry is a problem. But also, these guys miss tackles. The one touchdown, the touchdown to Sutton, where we just, like, ran into each other.
So that's the other thing is, like, why, like, is the game, okay, so the game plan, but they don't, they're not tackling, like, I don't know. Like, I really thought, like, that defense is going to be, like, a Pittsburgh defense or Christ, what was it today that,
Well, Craig, we just have to admit it to ourselves. We're fucking idiots.
Yeah. I know I am.
Yeah.
But
I am too. I'm dumb.
I don't know. I hope it turns around, but this is a hard, this is going to be a hard year. This is going to be a hard year.
For I think this is going to still be easier than the Hundley year.
Possibly.
That was a hard year. I think, I mean, Jordan Love's better than Brett Hundley. We could say that.
Yes. Brett Hundley was...
That was hard.
Brett Hundley was awful.
This I still feel some hope. Like there, I'm definitely not in the Love Stinks camp. There's still hope. It's still a young team. There has to be hope because if Love does stink, we have a long road ahead of us.
Yeah.
But if he does turn out to be good, then we could be good, you know, next year or year after that. But if he's not good, we have 5 years maybe. I mean, who knows? So
Matt in the Falls, yeah. Craig. I'm adding Tack to the mix.
Hey, Tack. So yeah,
Jake Isles band said it best, baby.
Who?
Love stinks.
Okay. Christ.
He stinks. He's the worst.
He's not.
I don't know, man.
Now we should know that Tack did play some junior high quarterback.
Yeah, and then what did I do? I changed to soccer.
Yeah, and the whole town was up in arms.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
Oh, it was a big controversy when you left football to soccer.
Yeah, what was the head coach of the football team's name at that time?
That was Mike Dressler. I was very upset at you.
Yeah.
And very upset at my dad, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was probably pissed.
Ed Winkler.
Stupid Winkler.
Goddamn Winkler. That's a fun thing to say.
I sure have your own. Craig.
We lost Craig.
I just wanted to play for one of the greatest.
Hang in there, buddy. Get well soon, Craig.
High school soccer coaches of Wisconsin's history. That's all.
Well, he's in multiple Hall of Fames. You made the right choice.
I understand that. That's part of my decision.
How many state championships does he have?
Okay.
No, that's a real question. You think I know this? And I'm like.
No, he has zero.
I mean,
He's got zero, but I'm going to tease him and say, how many does he have? No, I don't have any idea how many state championships Bard's dad has as a high school soccer coach.
Fond du Lac soccer.
He's nearing his 500th career win.
Oh, that's something.
Yeah. Fond du Lac soccer wasn't like a perennial powerhouse. You know what I mean?
I don't like that they're playing at the high school. I wish they were still playing at the Central.
Oh, I think it's so dope. I saw some pictures from Fond du Lac soccer the other day, and I was like, damn, playing at Fruit Field.
No, they're not at Fruit. They're at the high school.
Oh, wait. Really?
Yeah.
There's like a field there now?
Yeah, they made a shit field and they made it nice. So all the money they spent on Fruit Field and they're just a waste of fucking money.
Hmm. Well, I don't care. I have no ties to Fond du Lac anymore.
Did you buy that Rob Lowe hat as soon as you saw him wear it or was it later?
It was a little later.
Why did you just...
I'm just a fan of the NFL, man.
I am too. I should get that hat. I am a fan.
I'll send you it. DM me your address.
You're gonna send me your hat?
I'll tell you how to find Bart's address.
I'll send you a new hat.
Yeah, why don't you just be like Matt? Matt, this ring light that I'm using, Matt sent me. I never gave him my address. He just fucking found it.
I mean, I could probably find you. I know the general vicinity in which you live.
You don't even need to know that. Yeah, just leave me alone, everyone.
I'll just send it
slide into my DMs, Tech.
I'll just tell you, nice. All right, we'll do.
My YouTube
I'll just send
premium.
It to the Red Lion Pub.
I don't know. Do we have DMs on YouTube Premium?
I'll find you, Matt, just as I could find Bart.
All right. You think Love sucks?
I think Love stinks. He can't. I think part of the problem, or I think the whole problem, is like Matt LaFleur can't implement his offense is because Jordan Love can't make a throw. He cannot throw on target. He can't.
If you got me drunk enough, I would admit that I'm a little concerned about some of his accuracy.
Mm-hmm.
I think we just did.
I mean, we're tracking to be like a top five.
There's nothing that I'm not saying about Jordan Love.
No, I mean, I think you're being. I don't know.
He hasn't gotten better.
Nope. I think you're accurate in saying there's potential, but like, I don't know. It just isn't coming to fruition. And I think if we.
Six games
against a not so good schedule, we should see more. We should.
So I have a good buddy who told me that he's never seen It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia because he started watching it and it wasn't, it was something was missing. And I told him that it gets better. And sometimes with these shows, that's what happens. And if we gave up as a society on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, we would never get 15, 16, 17 great seasons of the show. So I'm not judging. I am judging. We can criticize and make takes, but I'm not. I just if you say Love stinks, mm-hmm. if you're saying in 6 weeks I think Love stinks.
Yeah,
that's, I have no problem with that. It's people that are making definitive, like, he stinks enough where we're like, any mention of Sean Clifford is, what are you doing?
Oh yeah, there's no reason we should ever go to Sean Clifford. However,
you're here good, too. I almost wore that hat tonight.
Your good buddy had poor taste in It's Always Sunny because the first season of It's Always Sunny is good.
Yeah, you know, it's different, but it's good. I liked it.
Yeah, so your good buddy, who I am familiar with, he gave it up too early. I don't think we're giving it up too early. Jordan Love is inaccurate. And he was inaccurate in college. Not to say you can't learn accuracy, but he's had years to learn accuracy.
So I'll once again propose what I proposed earlier was that he should play every game after two beers. Because that's when I'm the best at darts.
I mean, we need a little Marshawn Lynch Hennessy action.
Yeah, plenty of people in sports have played under the substance influence of a substance.
Mm-hmm. I used to play under the influence of substances every game in Fond du Lac, and I did okay.
Yes, we know you did.
Who knows?
We all knew.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Q, what do you think?
I think. What's this guy's name? Taft or something?
Tack.
Close enough.
Tack. Tack sounds like a middle school health teacher talking about giving it up too early. sorry, I'm late. I had to run my Love jersey to Goodwill.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm just joking. Shit. I don't blame Love at all. I think like we should just tank though. Like, I guess we have the right defensive coordinator for our offense to be like okay or good in the second half of the year. And then we can just give up 1,000 points and get like a top 10 draft pick. I've just had enough of Matt LaFleur. Like, if you let the Broncos, this Broncos team, embarrass you in the first half like that, it's like.
Why does Matt LaFleur not have more of a like. He is getting embarrassed by some of the worst teams in the league, and he has 2 weeks to prepare. Come out like, just come out with. Don't come out run, run, pass.
But I mean, you say we
should. And they even deferred the kick. Like, take the fucking ball and make a goddamn statement. You're playing against the Broncos. They suck.
They've been waiting.
I'm sorry, deferring is such a bitch move. Get the ball first. 2 weeks. Fucking score.
2 weeks to prepare and you defer. Like, he's such a beta. So,
he is. As a beta, although I've always been an alpha, that's been the biggest secret of them all.
Really?
I've always been an alpha.
Okay.
You're like an alpha beta. You're like the king of the betas.
Yeah.
But like, talk about tanking though. We don't need to tank. We are not good. We are gonna lose.
You're gonna tell this team, hey, play bad on purpose. They'll end up fucking winning seven games.
Probably. Like
maybe we'll do your. Maybe thing. We'll fuck that up too and mistakenly win. We can't do anything right.
Like I'm okay with the sixth pick, and like we can get maybe Drake May.
So I came on to ask one question. Is this
yes, bottom? Voicemails are sponsored by Carl's Place. Carl of et.com/Bart.
Is this rock bottom, Bart?
No, I addressed that earlier. I said rock bottom's when we move on from Love and then the next guy's worse.
No, that's not rock bottom. I mean, well, that could be rock bottom. I think rock bottom will come later this year when we continue to lose games because we stink.
All right, let's play Guess the Spread. The spread is out for Vikings at Green Bay. What did Vegas put as the spread?
Jefferson's still out, right?
Yes.
Well, and the Vikings playing on tomorrow night, right?
Yep, short week for Minnesota. Noon game on Sunday.
So, I'm going to say +2 for the Packers.
So Vikings a 2-point favorite on the road.
Yes.
Yeah. Jack? I like that number, I think.
Damn it, I've been muted.
Oh, I thought you were just smiling.
I was wondering why you weren't talking.
So I was.
What's the do the Vikings have one win? One win against the Panthers or
Panthers.
Didn't they beat the Panthers?
Why what?
What is are you okay, Matt?
Why is he asking how many wins the Vikings had against the Panthers?
No, don't the Vikings have one win against the Panthers? Or
we're
do
trying
they have
to pick
two?
The spread.
They beat the Panthers and they beat the Bears.
Okay, they beat the Panthers and beat the Bears. I think it's a pick 'em.
Matt, do you want to guess the spread?
You already said it. It's 2 or something.
No, that was my guess.
Oh, and then Bart just repeated it?
Yeah.
3.5.
The Packers are a 1-point underdog.
Whoa.
So, yeah, Packers +2. I was one off.
Your logic was pretty good there. Good job.
I, too, was one off.
Yes. You were? Yes, you were.
Yeah, you were. And if Price is right, I would be out and you would win.
We're going to lose. We're going to lose to the Vikings for sure.
Yes, what I predicted on Friday was that we would win this game, but it would be in a way that it would feel like a loss. And I had that clip ready to go because it felt like that was happening. And then the Broncos made the kick. I feel like we will. I mean, what's going to tell you that we're going to win? Matt LaFleur is going to rally the troops. Matt LaFleur is going to come up with a great game plan.
So. I mean, I think the only game plan that we can implement to win is Aaron Jones. He had, what, 8 carries? I think three receptions or 3 targets. I can't remember what it was tonight.
It's one thing to have an inexperienced team, but you need a better coach. An inexperienced coach can win with an experienced team. And an experienced coach can win with an inexperienced team. But not both.
A shitty coach can win with a good quarterback. And we are not. We don't meet that criteria.
And
so,
a good coach can win with a bad quarterback.
Correct.
We have neither.
Yeah. How about this? We are 5-1 with a healthy Rodgers on this team, 4-2 at worst.
Oh.
With a healthy Rodgers, with MVP Rodgers.
What about?
Yeah, we're probably doing all right.
Does he have
with last year's Rodgers? I don't know.
I mean, with a healthy Rodgers, we have.
With one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time at his peak health? Yes. With the 38-year-old that's cucking our franchise last year with a thumb injury? No.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think with a healthy Rodgers, though, I think we are at least .500.
Hey,
maybe a game
Sam
over.
Sam says, never been more out on a coach than I am on LaFleur. Give me Harbaugh.
That's a thing. That could be a thing. He could, if they win the national title this year, I think he might go NFL.
Oh, I think he's just waiting for a call. He wants out of there.
I think we would need a good OC still, though.
For sure. But I would kind of like a defensive-minded head coach for a change. We haven't had one for a long fucking time.
I just want a coach that wears khakis again. That's what
Ray Rose.
I just want some pleats on the sideline.
Yeah, me too. I think they should have to wear a uniform like in baseball.
I think it's hilarious that Patriots fans were calling for Bill Belichick's head, and then didn't he just get extended?
Yeah, they signed him to a multi-year deal, and they didn't tell anyone.
Well, and as they should, like, what? If Bill Belichick got fired, there would be 31 teams ready to fire their coach. Or maybe not. Maybe like 27 teams.
If Matt LaFleur got fired, how many teams would line up to hire him?
As what?
A mascot.
Yeah, seriously.
He can go play Joe at Magic Kingdom.
Oh, speaking of Magic Kingdom, I was just there last week, baby.
How was it?
It was fucking great. I'm not like a Disney shill, but we did Disney really well. So it was good.
How old are your kids?
5 and turning 4 in December. So 3.
Yeah. I don't know.
I know it's too early. Like that. They're not, I mean, my 5-year-old will remember, but like, it's not about, I don't care if they fucking remember. Everyone's like, I want them to remember it. Like, why? Like, we had fun in the moment, and that's all that mattered. But it costs a goddamn fortune.
Yeah, it's very... See, that's why people want to remember.
Yeah, but we didn't stay on premise, so... Because that's what's really expensive. Like, yeah, tickets to the park are $150, but, like, the Disney Resort, like, staying in a room that's, like, comfortable for 4 people is, like, $1,000 a night.
You know what I'm looking forward to? When your kid's going from 3rd grade to 4th grade, in that summer, you get free admission to every national park.
Mm.
So only look that up. That's what we're going to do.
What are you? Are you going to, like, rent an RV and just, like, go across the country or what?
I'm thinking about just selling the house and renting an RV anyway and see this beautiful country. I can do this fucking show from anywhere.
I mean,
you know what your firearm needs are when you do that.
When did you buy your house in Shorewood?
Serious. 13.
Oh, okay. So you would make just absolute mad cash on it.
A national parks pass is $80.
Yeah, well, it's free when you have a 4th grader.
Oh, but it's $80 a year.
Planning the whole summer trip over.
And I was just looking it up. So after Rodgers' first year as a starter, we drafted BJ Raji with the 9th overall pick. So we drafted 9th.
Is that a question?
It's not a question. I was just wondering, like if we got the 9th pick, how would that set us up?
I thought you were going to go transition to him picking off Cutler in the Bears game. Or not. It wasn't Cutler, was it? It was, what's his face?
Caleb Haney.
Yeah, Haney. For picking off Haley. I was like, if we didn't suck with Rodgers, then we would never have drafted BJ Raji at 9th, and then he never would have picked off the pass, and then we never would have won the suit. I thought you were going there. So
who's better, Jordan Love or the Bears quarterback from the Colorado School of Mines?
Oh, Tyson Bagent?
I don't know his name.
Tyson Bagent. I mean, Bears fans are taking victory laps that he's better than our guys, so that's where we're at today.
He threw a touchdown, I guess. I guess Jordan Love threw 2 touchdowns today, both of which should have been interceptions.
Yep.
They were both so bad. That first touchdown pass was so bad.
And I think with that positive note, I'm going to wrap this up because I want to watch the Eagles. They are my survivor pick.
Yeah. And what do you think about the Eagles? They're going to run. They're going to hold the ball for so long. They're going to run all over the Dolphins, right?
That's why I picked them.
Two tush pushes tonight.
I should have took Seattle. They won, but that was kind of a close game.
Oh, yeah. Bart, you were talking about that. I haven't listened. I usually listen every day, but I was, you know, fucking.
Magic Kingdom.
I was doing the Florida thing. So I didn't listen for the last week, but I do recall you saying that everyone is going to pick Seattle and Arizona is going to win.
Well, I was wrong about the second part. I was right about the first part.
Oh, did everyone take Seattle?
So Survivor pool, I'm in again, 2,000 people, $50 entry.
Wow.
Yeah, it's big money. Yeah. There's 323 left. Me and one other idiot have the Eagles.
Oh, nice. I like that, actually.
Well, I 272
people took the Seahawks.
Did anyone take the Dolphins?
Did anyone take the Dolphins? No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
So hopefully the Dolphins don't make me cry.
Oh.
Laces out.
Oh, love it.
Bucks minus 5.5 on Thursday against the Sixers. Oh, fucking
double that and give it to me.
Yeah.
Sixers are dick.
Yeah.
You want to know more fantasy news? I did a DraftKings best ball where my whole team is Bucks or former Bucks.
That's zany.
Did you get Drew?
It's zany. I got everyone but Giannis, yeah. The one good guy.
Nice. Well, for your sake, go Eagles. Go Hootie.
Love Hootie.
Love you, Bart.
Tack, Q, Matt.
Yep.
Any parting words? Any parting words? Any parting words?
Bucks and six. Fuck Matt LaFleur.
Wow. Yeah.
That scared me.
Matt LaFleur. Jeez.
I say we can give Matt LaFleur another chance, but Jordan Love is dead to me.
Well, complete opposite on that.
Yeah. I guess we got to see who we draft next year. Because what? We locked up Jordan Love for one more year, right?
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so we have one more year of sucking ass, and then we'll start a quarterback that we draft this next year.
All right, gentlemen. That is the show.
Bye, guys.
Go Bucks.
This is the end of the show, so if something plays after, I have no idea what it is.
Doesn't matter to me.
This is the end of the show.
Asante came to TurboTax after graduating from culinary school and landing a job in the hottest kitchen in town.
My hands are full all day, every day. I love it.
Asante, as your TurboTax expert, I'll make your moves count, guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and your maximum refund. Sound good?
Yes, expert!
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.